All right. I have a question for you. What color are bananas? I would agree with that, and I'd say, but I've actually seen green bananas, yellow bananas, brown bananas, and even black bananas. Yeah, yeah. What's that? Red bananas? I don't know if I've seen a red banana, but I have a yellow banana here. And usually, great thing about a banana is you can kind of tell what you have. Who likes the bananas when they get kind of brown? Anybody? Anybody out here like the brown bananas? Yeah. I think they're good for banana bread, but, well, I guess some people like those. So once I had a banana that looked like a really nice yellow banana, and this was on an April 1st a long time ago. That gives you a cue. So, but when I opened up that banana, there was a huge plastic bug, like almost the full length of the banana. Witherly did that to me. It was great. It was a lot of fun. April Fools. So, why do I talk about bananas? So here's another saying. You can't judge a blank by the blank. By its blank. What is it?
You can't judge a book by its cover.
You can't judge a book by its cover. What does that mean? What do you think that means?
It means you can't judge something just because of how it looks.
Can't judge something just because of how it looks. So guess what I have? A bunch of books here, right? And they're not actually very pretty looking books, I don't think. But they're books nonetheless. So here we go. This one's actually looking pretty old and tired. This one's called Little Women. It's a good book, and it's about some little women. And this one is called A Tale of Two Cities. Again, it's just gray, pretty boring looking, written by a guy named Charles Dickens. This is an excellent book. This one here, this is one by John Steinbeck. It's short novels of John Steinbeck. Again, really great stuff. Got two more real quickly here. One, this is James and the Giant Peach. It's about a boy and a very large peach. You like that one? Yeah, but if you were to look at the book and just look at it as a book, well, it's kind of a boring looking cover on that, right? But the inside is really cool. Then this is another really great one here. This actually has a couple pictures and illustrations, which I always like. Call the Wild, and it's about a dog that goes from, yeah, it's a good book. It goes from being this tame dog to being kind of a wild dog out in gold country many, many, many years ago. So why do I bring that up? Why? You can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a banana by its color, usually. So that has to do with being a good friend and also being able to recognize good friends. There are some times where people they're not very flashy. They're not really, like, have a lot of pizzazz or stuff, but they might have all the makings inside of a really good friend. So you have to learn how to recognize the qualities of what it is to look for good friends. You also need to recognize that you need to have the qualities of being a good friend. So you need to recognize the qualities. What is it to be a good friend? Well, I could sit here and give you the answer of what I think, but I think that'd be better for you guys to think about that. What is it to have the qualities of a good friend? What is a good friend like? And that's what I have for you today. All right, go back and have a seat and then keep going.